Attention, attention, this is History Lost in Time.
And welcome to episode 32 of the History Lost in Time podcast. In this episode, I will talk about another aviation-navy mix topic, the first time an aircraft managed to sink a submarine.
The topic of this episode.
If I were to ask when this happened, I bet that most people would guess somewhere between 1939 and 45, so World War II. However, that's wrong. As a matter of fact, the first time an aircraft managed to sink a submarine was in 1916, so World War I. Again, one can see that things that were perfected in World War II had their roots in World War I.
Political agenda and background.
None.
The sources that were used.
As sources, I will use Wikipedia as support, but mostly the following book. Janusz Pikalkiewicz, Der Erste Weltkrieg, translation World War I, published by Econ Verlag, Düsseldorf, Vienna, New York, 1988, licensed version for Weltbild Verlag, Augsburg, 1998. On September 15, 1916, the French submarine Foucault had the dubious honor of entering world history as the first submarine that was sunk by an aircraft. This was achieved by two Austro-Hungarian flying boats of the type Lona L. What had happened? The Foucault was a French submarine of the Brumaire class. These boats were considered to be rather good, and they were used during World War I and the interwar years. They were built in 1911 and 12, and the last ones were scrapped in the early 1930s. They displaced around 400 tons, had a length of 52 meters, a width of 5.4 meters, and they were equipped with the usual mix of an 840 horsepower diesel engine and a 660 horsepower electric engine. These engines provided a surface top speed of 13 knots, and a submerged top speed of around 9 knots. The maximum range of the diesels was 3,100 kilometers or 2,000 miles. The maximum submerged range with the electric engines was 156 kilometers or 97 miles. The maximum diving depth during testing was 40 meters or 131 feet. The crew consisted of 2 officers and 27 sailors. The subs were armed with torpedoes only, they didn't have any guns. Ah yes, and now please no discussions about submarines and submersibles. Nobody back then called these things submersibles, that's a modern term, so let's just skip that. This mentioned French submarine was cruising close to the coast of Montenegro in the narrow Adriatic Sea between Italy and the Balkans on this September 15th, 1916. There, the Allied Italian and French fleets on the one side and the Central Powers fleet of Austria-Hungary were staring each other down. While the submarine was submerged, it was spotted by an Austro-Hungarian reconnaissance aircraft. This aircraft informed the KUK Naval Air Base of Bocce di Cattaro in Albany. Two flying boats of the type Lona L took off to attack the submarine. These Type Lona L flying boats had been in production since 1915. A captured model was used by Italy as a template for many flying boats of the Macchi Corporation. The biplanes were powered by one 160 horsepower engine and had a crew of 2. Top speed was only 105 km per hour or 65 miles per hour. The range was 600 km or 372 miles. And the service ceiling was only 2,500 meters or 8,200 feet. The flying boats were armed with 1 machine gun and a maximum bomb load of 200 kilograms. These flying boats were able to find the submerged submarine. They attacked it with 2 50 kilogram bombs with time delay fuses. Following the attack, they spotted an oil slick, but it seemed like the French submarine was just continuing on its way. However, the flying boats remained close and kept looking for the submarine. 40 minutes later, the submarine suddenly surfaced. The flying boats attacked again with 2 bombs. The sub sank, however, the crew was able to abandon ship and was later picked up by an Austro-Hungarian torpedo boat. The French later said that the attack totally surprised them and that they initially thought that they had hit mines. At a depth of 10 meters, they felt totally safe from airstrikes and attacks from surface ships. The boat began to sink. The batteries had been damaged. Battery acid was leaking and chlorine gas was spreading throughout the ship. The boat sank to a depth of 80 meters or 262 feet, so twice the tested depth. The water pumps were working at maximum capacity, and they were able to slowly bring the boat back to the surface, where, to the surprise of the French, two Austro-Hungarian flying boats were waiting for them and immediately attacked. This successful attack shows how dangerous even a 1916 aircraft could be for a submarine. In good weather and calm seas, 10 meters of diving depth are not a problem for an experienced observer. Time delay fuses were already a thing, and a well-placed 50-kilogram bomb is more than enough for the hull of an unarmored submarine. If slow-flying, lightly armed Austro-Hungarian flying boats can achieve these kinds of successes, one can imagine how dangerous long-range patrol aircraft were for Japanese and German submarines during World War II. However, in the end, this was just an insignificant individual confrontation in a secondary theater of war. The main front line between Italy and Austria-Hungary was the Isonzo Front in northern Italy. The air forces were unable to play a decisive role during World War I. Only in World War II they matured into a force that could decide battles and entire campaigns. However, it already became clear that one shouldn't underestimate aircraft and that they were a serious danger, at least for small and medium-sized naval ships.
A few finishing words.
The sinking of the Foucault by two Austro-Hungarian aircraft is part of a major revolution that naval forces started to go through back then. For centuries, warships had fought other warships, sometimes also land fortresses. Now a new threat from the air was slowly emerging, and it took a while until this threat was taken seriously. The role of the aircraft grew quickly. The creation of aircraft carrier fleets, and much later, the omnipresent usage of helicopters has led to the fact that a navy without any kind of aircraft nowadays is basically impossible.
Thank you. This was History Lost in Time.